at the truck park by this carryout place. Roadside stand. Served up greasy, nasty food. Me and Daddy, we parked over there by the shrubbery watching because we knew if we gonna find us an ugly woman, probably be around there. And sure enough, this battered up old Miss Kane pulls up, one side hanging lower than the other. And when she got out, we knew it was Godzilla reincarnate. Man, she was nasty. Big flock of buzzards was following the car and everything. She went up, she ordered the double, triple, quadruple cheese pizza with extra anchovies and onions. Oh, man. Well, she come walking out of the car with that big pizza. And Daddy said, all right, boy, go get it. Go get it, boy. I said, no, wait a minute, Daddy. Let her finish the pizza first. That way we get to taste the onions on her bread. He said, all right, good thinking, boy. So we watched her scarf that whole thing down. She just sucked the cheese right off the top of that thing, and lovingly she ate the crust. Man, when she was licking her fingers, I went walking up. I said, ma'am, I want you to excuse me for being forward, but you're the prettiest thing I've ever seen. She looked around, make sure I was talking to her. I said, that's right, you, darling. I like me a big woman. I like me a big woman. I like you. I hope you don't mind me being forward. She said, no, I think it's kind of nice. I was wondering if you'd do me the pleasure, ma'am, of coming for a ride with me in my truck. She said, well, I'd love to. She got in the truck and saw Daddy sitting there with his toothless smile. She said, who's that? I said, that's my dad. She said, I don't know if I want to ride with you. I said, hit the gas, Daddy. And she's getting into it at first, running through the clover naked and everything. But then she started getting turned off by it. She said, I don't know if I like this. You and your daddy both are. Something about it just ain't right. I said, shut up, woman. She said, don't you talk to me like that. And she thought I'm running. I said, get her, daddy, get her. He said, I can't, son. She's fast for a big woman. But she went running out on this road. We said, we better get her now. We can't have this woman running naked down the road. Well, I went running as fast as I could, and I left it. I grabbed her, and I threw her upside down. And I grabbed her hands, and I grabbed her feet, and I wrapped the rope around them both, and I stood up, and Daddy went, 8 seconds. I said, you see that, Dad? I told you that rodeo train I have coming handy for something. She's all crying. Oh, I'm going to call the police. I'm going to call the police. So I managed to pacify her. I invited her to the family banquet. She said, oh, you mean I can really come to your family banquet? I said, yes, ma'am. And when we drove away, Daddy said, now, what'd you go invite her to the family banquet for? Boy, what are you, crazy? I said, no, Daddy, she come in handy at the family banquet. He said, how's she gonna come in handy? I said, well, we'll stand her up in the corner, and she'll keep the flies off the food.